I want to welcome you to another exciting edition of One-on-One. I'm Damon Davis, your host, and listen, today is going to be a divine appointment in your life. Now, let me say that another way. Today is going to be a divine intersection in your life, where I believe that the Spirit of God is going to speak to you right where you are. You're going to add to your equation what might be missing, and that is the prophetic word of the Master that can activate God's Spirit in your life, that can quicken you on the inside, that can prompt you to take that next step of faith. And you're going to hear His voice today, and it's going to be so clear to you, that you're going to walk from this program declaring with strength and power that's inside you that God can do the impossible in your life. Are you ready for that? I know that you are. And today we're going to turn on the switch that's going to make the difference in your life, and it's going to happen right here on today's show. I'm Damon Davis, and this is One-on-One. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. What's the importance or the significance of a prophet in our life? Do they still exist? Does God still speak through them? Well, today you're going to meet evangelist and prophet Scott Lathrop. Scott, through his years of training and knowledge and biblical study and insight, has uncovered, no, he's unlocked the steps that we, you, can actually hear God's voice. No more questioning or wondering, is that God speaking? No more looking for God to show up, looking for God to show you what to do, and finding Him nowhere. I'm telling you that God is here right now in our midst, that God is ready to speak to you and through you. Today, I'm bringing you the answers that you need to activate the prophetic voice of God in your life, and you're going to discover it right here. Scott Lathrop, welcome to
the
program.
Thank you, sir. It is good to be here, Damon.
Scott, I have not seen you in a few years.
Yes, sir. It's been a while.
It has. But when we met, I had never met you before.
No.
I had never talked to this man on the phone. You knew nothing about me.
No.
And in our first encounter, you gave me a word that, brother, was straight from the throne. You just began to tell me what the Lord wanted me to know in that moment. And it set me on a course, brother, that today I am not discouraged. Today I am not defeated. Today I am walking out the steps that
Amen.
God
Go
told
Jesus.
Me that I would walk out. Go, Jesus.
That's it. Go, Jesus.
And I would say that people watching right now have the same access to that word from
yes.
God. Am I right in believing that?
Everybody has access to God's voice. The thing of it is most people don't realize is that it says in Jeremiah 1:5 that He knew us while we were in our mama's bellies.
Mm.
The thing of it is, while He's creating in us, He's created our voice. And in creating our voice, He's given us the opportunity to hear His voice in our voice because He created the way we sound. Mm-hmm. The problem is most people don't recognize that God is talking to them, and they have no way of judging that. And so when God called me into this ministry, my job is to teach people that God does speak to them. You don't need a psychic, praise God. Mm-hmm. You don't need anything crazy. You just need to have a heart to listen. And as God speaks, He will bring confirmation for your life.
Scott, a lot of people that are watching the broadcast have seen prophets, if you will, in action.
Right.
You know? And they've scratched their head and maybe wondered, is this real? Are prophets hearing the voice of God?
Yes.
Help us understand this. Help us understand if this thing called prophecy is real.
Yes. Well, let me explain it this way. There's two parts to it. First, the Old Testament prophets were a constant reminder to the Jewish people and the people of the Old Testament of God's promise to them. Most of the prophets, in one form or another, were prophesying the return of the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's fast forward to the New Testament. Well, that was the Old Testament. How does that work in the New Testament? Jesus, when He was on the earth, His earthly ministry was that of a prophet. People get confused. They think, well, if I prophesy, I must be a prophet. No, that is not true. Because a prophet in the New Testament is called by Jesus Himself. In other words, Jesus called that individual to carry His ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, prophecy, the art of hearing God's voice and speaking it out, is actually a gift from the Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
So you have two different functions here. You have Jesus the prophet that speaks to the prophet, but then you have the gift of prophecy that speaks to everybody.
When you say everybody, I mean, I was raised to believe that prophecy, that gift, as you describe it, was only available to some people. But you're saying that all of us have the ability to be able to tune in, to tap in, to hear God speaking to us.
God is our Father. When I communicate to my boys, I don't need to speak to them through another person to talk to my boys.
Well, you just talk to them directly.
Right.
Sure.
And we are sons and daughters through the blood of Jesus of God. So why would God need to send a third party to communicate a simple message?
Mm.
And so what I started studying is that through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when we ask Jesus into our heart and the Holy Spirit's on the inside, all of a sudden we have instant access with God.
Mm.
And if we just listen to that voice in our heart, then His words will come out of our mouth. All prophecy is fulfilling what is being spoken to your heart.
Wow.
And now it can manifest in several forms. You can see, feel, hear, you know, and you can use any of the senses to hear God's voice.
Sure.
But it manifests at the start of the heart. The heart has only room for one person, either God, you know, either the Holy Spirit or the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm believing God that the Holy Spirit's in all of us, you know. And so when the Holy Spirit's speaking to our heart, that's God because He is part of the Godhead. Does that make me a prophet? No. A prophet is a form of leadership in the church.
Okay.
A prophet functions in all forms of Holy Spirit ministry. In other words, all nine gifts of the ministry, He has to flow freely in, not just prophecy, not just tongues and interpretation. He has to operate in healings. He has to operate in miracles. He has to operate in words of wisdom and words of knowledge. He has to operate in all facets of the Holy Spirit because He was called by Christ to fulfill a specific office.
Wow. Scott, I want to ask you very directly to answer for us the question that so many people are asking, which is, can this guy really hear the Lord?
When God talks to me, I see, I feel, and I hear. I walk in, and since I was 10 years old, I've been able to walk in, I see a person, and I don't see, it's really hard to describe, but for me, I don't see the person like a person, I see through the person.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's like you meet someone,
you see what?
I see like an x-ray of their character. And in seeing their character, it shows me how to pray for them.
You mean you see if they're struggling or if they're
right
doubting or
right
depressed?
Or if there's sin or whatever. But the thing of it is, it ain't about revealing the sin. It's about loving them to safety.
You mean you will meet someone, look at them, and just in layman's terms, like Superman, you will see X-ray vision, if you will, through to stuff going on in their life?
Yeah. I can't take credit for anything I do because it's not me doing it. It's God doing it through me. I am just a mouthpiece.
Scott, I believe in prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Because I've seen it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen it where I've had to scratch my head and say, this has got to be God, because in the natural, you couldn't explain it.
Exactly.
And I would go as far as to say that many people watching this program right now are looking for that. They're looking for that kind of God encounter. Is it available for anyone watching? Is it, if someone were to call us right now and speak to you, could God answer a question that they have? Could God give them the answer to a question that they've been praying about?
Yes. Here's the thing, though. God will answer any question because God knows our heart.
Sure.
He knows everything in our heart.
Sure.
So He knows the question before you ask it.
Wow.
A lot of people, they'll come up to me and they'll go, Pastor, can you prophesy to me? And I'll sit there and I'll say, yeah. And I don't know what I'm saying. I just do what God puts on my heart. I speak it. And then as I speak it, all of a sudden I see them reacting. And they'll go, how did you know that I was going to ask that question? I said, I don't know. I said, but God answered the question.
And that's what people are looking for today. You know, there are people listening to the sound of my voice and watching this program and asking the question, Scott, what do I do next? God, what do I do next? What's the next step I take? I want to make more money. I want a better job. I want the right relationship. I want a relationship, right? I need healing. I want to reconnect with my kids. There are people watching that have asked the question, what is this life all about? What is the meaning to it all? What is my purpose and place in it? Like you said earlier, God knew us in the womb.
Right.
That said to me that He formed us there with a plan to do the thing that God saw in His mind for our life. Am I getting it right?
You are 100% right.
So then, how do they get those marching orders? Are you saying that if we learn to hear God's voice, that can, in essence, Scott, be our marching orders to get to that place He's designed for us?
Yes. In hearing God's voice, you now have an ability to hear the devil's voice and tell the two apart.
Meaning to distinguish between what's the right voice in your life versus
and what's the devil's.
What's the wrong voice.
Exactly. And once you've got that key, life becomes a whole lot more successful because you're no longer strung out in stupid ideas.
Let's break that down. So I'm going to work. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I get there and I want to succeed that day, right?
Right.
I got a basic understanding of what I need to do to succeed. But something happens, a confrontation, a problem, and I find myself at the crossroads. I can go this way to success, which would be to follow God.
Right.
Right? Or I can go this way towards failure.
Right.
Which would be, well, to follow self,
right,
or to follow the enemy. Is it that clear?
No. You got to understand, the devil is the ultimate counterfeiter. So God is giving you a life of success in Him. Mm-hmm. But the devil's also going to give you the appearance of success. You have to learn how to look past the appearance of success and know that that's a trap.
So that means you can't just look
at what
you see and decide, well, one's God and one's the devil. You can't rely upon what you see then.
No. You have to rely on two things, the voice that's in your heart and the Word of God.
Wow. Is that why, Scott, you have developed this training curriculum to help people distinguish from one voice to the other?
Yes. It does two things for the student. It teaches them how to hear God's voice for themselves, whether or not they ever prophesy. My goal is that people would learn to hear his voice.
Can anybody do that? I mean, I'm watching again. I want to hear God's voice.
Everybody can do it. I teach it all over the world. I have it in many languages. You got to understand, the world is hungry to hear God's voice.
Sure it is.
And there's not enough prophets for everybody. So what do? We teach the people how to hear God for themselves.
Boy, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, a lot of people that are wanting to hear God, they'll pack an auditorium if a prophet's in town.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But you're saying that you don't have to wait for the prophet to come into town. While that has its place.
Right.
You can hear God every day without the prophet.
Yes.
By just recognizing what God sounds like. Am I getting it right?
That is exactly right.
So God might be speaking to many people watching right now.
Yeah.
They just don't recognize the sound or don't recognize that that's God speaking.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Why?
We're in a very modern society. So the lie of the enemy worldwide right now is to tell the world they don't need a God because we have everything. The original sin goes, hey, you can be God. Well, we're living in that manifestation now.
Well, the reality is we live in a microwave generation, you know. People can pop a pill to solve a problem. People can go to the therapist to solve the problem. People are trying to solve their problems, going to sources that are all man-made, brother.
Right.
But God is all along saying to us, come to me.
Yes.
You who are heavy laden, you know, and I'll give you rest, right?
Right.
But why is it so tough for us to just get that?
It's all about recognition and understanding. And in today's society, it gets harder and harder. People are seriously blinded because there's a very real devil. Ever since the fall of man, we look at ourselves and second guess. And so if I were to prophesy to you, your first reaction has to be, is that really from God?
Right. Doubt immediately.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be hit with that, you know, because sometimes when God sees us, the way God sees us and the way we see ourselves are two
entirely different things.
Just two universes, totally.
Got it.
God sees us through the eyes of perfection.
Mm.
He sees us how we're supposed to be. And we see ourselves through the eyes of the fallen man.
Mm.
And now we're trying to achieve. And that's why we rely on technology. And again, I think technology is great.
Sure.
My point is we can't let the technology control our thinking.
Right. We can't let the therapists control our thinking. We can't let if I just had more money or that raise or that different house, that different car, that different spouse.
Right.
Could my life be different? Yeah, but what you're saying is, slow down. What does God say you need to have?
Yeah.
What is God's answer for your situation or your problem? Isn't God's grace sufficient? I mean, isn't that what the scripture says? Isn't his love, Scott, great enough to cover it all?
Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, his love is great enough to cover it all. But you have to accept the love. It goes back to, I can give you the greatest prophecy in the world. I can tell you the greatest story ever told.
Mm-hmm.
I can quote you every scripture in the Bible. But if you don't believe it or receive it, it's nothing.
Wow.
And that's the same way with God's love. God's love will cover everything that you're in, but you have to you have to be open. And there's grace in that because some people have grown up in abusive situations and their idea of what love is seriously perverted.
Sure.
And so God needs to help break through those windows and those mirrors.
Right.
And so once they're broken through though, and they have the access to their heart, then God can really move in their life.
Who is this course for? And people that are watching that are trying to really get their head around the possibility that God could speak to them in their moment of frustration, in their moment of depression, in their moment of addiction, in their moment of breakdown, looking for God to show up at the right time and give them a now word. And they're saying, oh, hearing God's voice, to be taught how to hear God. Who's it for, Scott?
It's for everybody. I've been teaching this since 1998, and it's for everybody. It's for the smartest person out there. It's for the person who isn't even saved yet. Do you know that God talks to people when they're not saved?
I bet he does.
Because he calls them to repentance.
Mm.
Well, how do they know that? They have to hear his voice. It's for everybody. I've had people take this class that come in and they'll go, I could never hear God's voice. I can't hear God's voice. Okay, trust me. I said, I'm not asking you to prophesy to anything. I said, just come and let's try. I said, if you try, I promise you, you will see results.
Wow.
I have always seen results.
Wow.
Everybody that I take around the world have gone through the class. And yet when I take people around the world, everybody thinks they're all major prophets. They're like, how did they learn to prophesy? I said, they learned through hearing God's voice, and then they practiced what they learned.
Wow. So this is for someone who is looking to move to that next level in ministry.
Yes.
This is for someone who is looking for God to show up in their circumstance. This is for anyone from yes. any walk of life, any place in life.
Correct.
Anyone can learn to hear God
yes.
speak into their circumstance and into their life. It's just that simple. Well, Scott, I want to thank you for being
Thank you so much for having me, Damon.
It's an honor. I have seen the work of your ministry. I have seen the impact of your ministry. And I can tell you watching that there are a lot of people out there that are looking for a now word, maybe you. And they've been praying, maybe like you, for God to show up, for God to speak to you. And I'm telling you, he may be doing that now. I would say he is doing that right now. You know, our ability to move forward in our Christian walk, our ability to tap into the things that God has in store for us begins with our belief that God loves us, loves you greater than you could ever possibly love yourself. That he isn't sitting there judging you with a score sheet. He isn't looking at your past, he's looking at your future. And God sees something great, something bright, something promising for you. But it takes you believing that he wants you to live the kind of life that I'm talking about, Amen. Scott, that you have talked about right here on the show. I encourage you right now as my announcer comes to take a step of faith and get your hands on this amazing course. And I promise you it'll make a difference in your life and maybe in the life of people around you that are looking for God to show up to.
And the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice.
Do you struggle with depression and hopelessness? Do you feel lost or alone? Are you looking for guidance and strength and just can't seem to find it? Instead of going through life blindly, without answers, without hope, without direction, you can have the wisdom of God guiding you to a life of prosperity in every way.
A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
Sometimes it's hard to believe that God actually takes the time to speak into our personal situation, but he does. God is our Father and wants to have a direct relationship with us. God speaks to us every day, personally, intimately, and learning to recognize his voice is invaluable.
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord.
One word from the Lord can instantly heal your wounds and set you on a path to the best days of your life. If you were never taught how to hear God's voice, then you have the opportunity to make one of the most important and impactful decisions in your life right now. For nearly 30 years, evangelist and prophet Scott Lathrop has helped men and women of all ages and walks of life from 171 different countries tap into the gift of hearing God's voice and activate their own prophetic calling. And today, you have the opportunity to dive deep into a practical and spiritual journey through his powerful and anointed curriculum, Hearing God's Voice. captured in a 10-part audio CD training series, accompanied by a comprehensive study manual and 2 full hours of intense video training available by DVD or digital download, this collection is certain to change your life.
I was in a dark time in my life. I was in a time of bewilderment and frustration and discouragement, and boom! You just began to tell me what the Lord wanted me to know in that moment, and it set me on a course, brother, that today I am not discouraged. Today I am not defeated. Today I am walking out the steps that God told me that I would walk out. Go, Jesus.
And for many, there is a prophetic gift planted within you that God wants to awaken. In addition to teaching you how to recognize and understand God's voice, this curriculum will also train you how to identify and activate your personal prophetic anointing. You will learn important guidelines to properly and effectively use your new tools within your local church as well as in everyday life. The Hearing God's Voice course, complete with 10 extensive audio CDs, 2 hours of one-on-one video training, and the course manual, which will provide step-by-step exercises, practical insight, and study content, is available to you today for your generous gift of only $60. And if you call in the next 10 minutes, Damon will send you, for free, as part of this collection, the complete and unedited interview with Prophet Scott Lathrop. Over 1 hour of powerful insight, prophetic revelation, and prayer not seen on today's show. The resources in this collection are the keys to unlock the supernatural doors in your life and are valued at well over $150, but available to you today for your gift of only $60. This offer is not available anywhere else for this price. Supplies are limited, so order now. God is trying to speak to your spirit. Are you ready to listen? Call now.
No matter what you're going through right now, keep your eyes focused on the Master. He has the answers. And I hope you've discovered just some of that on today's show. I'm Damon Davis, and this is One on One. May God bless you. Thank you so much.
It's awesome. God bless you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us on our One on One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.